good to see you again here on another Bible study day. And we've got a real good...
Our text today, scripture, comes from... This was probably written by a student or a protege, so to speak, of Isaiah. Those of us who receive Christ as our Savior, we all become a part and are adopted into that family.
And God is going to give you an opportunity to be good, kind, to elevate, to help somebody.
All right, we're going to get right into our lesson today. And we've got a real good lesson. Hello, BBC. Welcome to our Wednesday Bible study. Got a great lesson today. Our lesson is found in Joshua chapter 5, verses 13 through 15. Then Joshua chapter 6, verses 1 through 5, 15 through 16, and then verse number 20. So we're jumping around a little bit. Joshua 5, verses 13 through 15. Then Joshua 6, 1 through 5, verses 15 through 16. Then verse number 20. Our topic for today is making wise choices. Amen. Making wise choices. On last week, Moses was getting the children of Israel, the Hebrew children, he was getting them ready to cross over into the promised land. He was preparing them. But now, the reins had been turned over to Joshua. Joshua was the new leader. And bless his heart, Joshua's task was to take up the mantle of Moses. Think with me, y'all. I mean, you know how it is when you're transitioning from one leader to the other. Many of you who are listening to me, you've been in a church where either your pastor died and somebody else became the pastor and they led a totally different way. Or are you in a situation where the pastor moved on? God called him somewhere and now you've got to deal with a new leader. One of the things that I believe that we want to be mindful of, that if you are in that situation, I'm asking you, you pray for those people. You pray for that person and pray that the will of God is done through him. And then ask God to touch your head, your mind, because your mindset is going to make a difference as in how you follow that person. And you're going to have to trust God enough to allow them to lead you. So let's go into our lesson today. Again, I want you to know something now that by the time you get to chapter 5, that God had already told Joshua that he was now to take on the mantle. Joshua's name, of course, same name for Jesus in the Greek, Joshua, meaning the Lord is salvation. Joshua had that in his name, in his spirit. Joshua had already by now been assured of God's presence. That's Joshua 1, verses 6, 7, 9, 18. Joshua knew that God had called him. Joshua also knew that he had been given an assignment to take the children of the Hebrew children. I'll get it out in a minute. Take the Hebrew children on across into the promised, past tense, promised land. The land had already been promised to him. Hello, somebody. They messed it up 40 years prior. Hello, they did. They didn't trust in God enough. And now God was giving them the direction to move and to go forward. So here they are now. They are right here at the place to where they were getting ready to conquer their first city, the city of Jericho. Word of God says in Joshua chapter 5, verse number 13, it says, "And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? Lord, have mercy." Boy, don't we hear that all the time? Don't we hear that all the time? Unfortunately, we hear that a lot in church fights. You hear that a lot when families are acting crazy with each other and divided and fighting over mama's rings and all that kind of silly mess. Look here. He was at their first city to be conquered. Jericho was a city that was really located, y'all, in somewhat of an oasis. Jericho was known for its palm trees. They had plenty of access to water. I mean, it was located on one of the main trade routes. I mean, it was the chief city in the promised land. It really was in Cana. And what you see here is that as God begins to work with Joshua, Joshua, y'all had to know that everything that was taking place was God ordered and God ordained. Now, you got to get that. God ordered and God ordained. Scripture says in B of verse 13 that when he lifted up his eyes, he saw a man over against him on the opposite side of him. Sword had been drawn in his hand. Amen. And Joshua wanted to know, whose side were you on? Some say that this was a fiery sword. I mean, it was enough to where it got his attention. Whose side, sir, are you on? Let me help y'all understand something. The scripture says, verse 13 says, that he was right there near Jericho. He was by Jericho. He was near Jericho. He was there at the walls. He was. Let's see him surveying the property, so to speak. You know, what are we going to have to do? And already, already in front of him. Because if you read it right, it says somebody standing over against him. The man wasn't behind him. Amen. Or I like to say the angel wasn't behind him. But notice this. He was in front of him. Hello. He was in front of him. Joshua was getting ready to go into battle, but God already had his heavenly host in front of him. Amen. The battle was going to be won not by Joshua. God already had a plan for the conquest. God already had dispatched his troops. That ought to make somebody shout right now. Let me tell you something. Don't you know that when God gives you an extraordinary assignment, that all you need to do is step into it? All you need to do is trust that God is going to make it all right. All you need to do is to know that God has already made provisions for your journey. How do you know that? Well, Joshua was doing what he was supposed to do. The scripture says in verse number 14, and he said, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord, am I now come? And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? Amen. 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 Sir, whose side are you on? He said, I'm not on anybody's side. He said, no, I'm here. I'm the God representative. Amen. In other words, I'm on the Lord's side. Now, the question is, Joshua, what side are you going to choose to be on? And see, y'all, that's what we need to have made up in our mind. It's not a question as to red and blue or Democrat or Republican. And I know y'all sick of hearing me saying that, but I really want you to get this. Hello, somebody, because ultimately, we're going to have to say, I'm on the Lord's side. I am on the Lord's side. Now, you vote when you vote. Vote for who you vote for. Y'all know I act a fool if people don't vote. So you understand that. What I'm saying is, here you have the captain of the heavenly host. Amen. The cap with his sword drawn. God had already in the spiritual realm taken care of any of those spiritual roadblocks that would be in the way of their conquest. Oh, ain't that all right? See, you got to understand there's a whole other level of existence. And I've said this many times in my teaching. there is an earthly existence, and then there's a spiritual existence. You got to understand, y'all, that there's nothing that the flesh can do when it comes to encountering a demonic presence or demonic force. God has to deal with the spiritual. Amen. You can't deal with the spiritual. Oh, stay with me. You can't deal with the spiritual by yourself. We are able to deal with the spiritual through Christ Jesus. See, a whole lot of the battles that we are fighting even right now in our families is spiritual. On our jobs is spiritual. Amen. God is not a God of division. No, God is amen. God brings us together. God is all about unity, but it's not at any cost. No, unity under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Amen. He said, no, let me tell you who I am. Then the scripture says in verse 14 that Joshua fell because Joshua recognized this image was more than just a flesh and blood. And watch this. Now, know this. He fell to the earth and worshiped him because he didn't understand what he was dealing with. But let me help y'all right now. You don't worship angels. Hello. Amen. You know why? Because angels, too, are created beings. All you need to know is that God dispatched a messenger and the messenger met Joshua at his first assignment. Amen. Boy, don't miss that. The messenger met Joshua at his first assignment. Amen. I am with the Lord. That's what the man was saying. And then in verse number 15, and the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. Does this remind you of anything? Anything from like Exodus chapter 3, verses 4 and 5? You are standing on holy ground. Anywhere a man of God is. Hello, anywhere the word of God is being spoken or proclaimed, or word is being carried, it becomes holy ground. I don't care. You can be in the middle of a garbage heap. Hello, somebody. But when God is giving you a word, that becomes sanctified ground. In other words, when you take your shoes off, it means that this is not business as usual. You don't act like you normally act. That's one of the things that we stop teaching in church, in the sanctuary. See, folk, you know, now they jump all up on the pew, sit there behind and go on the Lord's Supper table and sit stuff down on the Lord's Supper table. No, hold up. That is sanctified. That has been set apart. It ain't nothing but a bench. Yeah, outside in the park it is. But when you bring it in the sanctuary, after you have prayed and given the sanctuary that worship space over to God, it is to be treated different. It is to be treated special. Amen. Because it has been set aside for worship. And we need to start teaching that more. That has been set aside for worship. You don't do any and everything in the house of the Lord. You take your hat off in the house of God. If the judge can make you take your hat off in the courtroom, amen, you go in the courtroom and try to wear your hat. The bailiff's going to take your hat. You go in the courtroom and your phone go off. The bailiff's going to take up your phone. And you can be held in contempt of court. Amen. The courtroom is not higher than the sanctuary. Amen, somebody. Amen. So he was on holy ground. He was in the presence of the man of God. Amen. Let's look now at chapter 6, verse number 1. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Jericho was a fortified city. Jericho had all the water it needed. Jericho had all the livestock, all of that was in the city compound. All of that. They had a big old wall around the circumference of the city. But be mindful of this. Scripture says that they were shut up like they were because of the children of Israel. How many of you know that your reputation precedes you? Hello, the people of Jericho, Rahab is going to say it later on, but the people of Jericho knew that God, the God of the Hebrews, is a mighty God. They knew. I mean, he brought them across the Red Sea. He brought them across the Jordan River when it was flooded and none of them drowned. Hello, somebody. They knew that the God of the Hebrews was a mighty God. So they were afraid. They shut themselves up in a defensive posture. Verse number 2, and the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. Look what God says. Look at what's in front of you, Joshua. The city is already shut up. They won't even come out to fight you. I have already given it over to you. Amen. But they still had a work to do. However, the victory had already been won. Amen. Listen, when God blesses you, and I keep using this term assignment because I'm on one. When God gives you an assignment, you've got to know that He's already delivered into your hands everything that He wants to be accomplished. But you can't just stand there and wait, Lord, bless me right now. No, you got to get to moving and do something yourself. He says, look, see, observe, pay attention. I have given this into your hand. Not only the city, but the king in the city and their army, their military. You already have them. Just think about psychological warfare. They've already shut up the city. Their army didn't come out to meet you. That shows that the king is the one who gave the order to shut up the city. Hello, somebody. They were already, Joshua, y'all are already in their head. They're already afraid. They're already defeated. When you get into somebody's head, amen, whatever a person thinks, so is that person, so is he. When you get into a person's head, and if they feel as if they are defeated, then they're going to take on a defeated posture. That's for every child of God listening to me right now. We have already won the war. We have won the war. We've already won. We need to stop living our lives as if we are defeated by the adversary, the devil. We are not defeated. We are victorious in and through Christ Jesus. See, verse number 2, I have given you the city. Verse number 3, and ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go around about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. Now watch this. God told him in verse number 2, I've already given you the city. However, you got to follow these instructions in order to get what I've already given to you. Lord, I want that job. Well, you know what? I will give you that job. I'll give you that position. But guess what you need to do? You need to apply for it. Amen. No need of you walking by the bulletin board on your job and you see that position posted and you praying and don't ever take the thing down and apply for it. In other words, you've got to do something yourself. In this case, he says, I want you to walk around that city. Hello, somebody. I want you to walk around it for 6 days. Amen. One time every day. Oh, that looks crazy. I want you to walk around that city. I want you to do this. It's about a mile or a third of a mile, actually. I want you to walk around that city. And you'll do that. These are your instructions. That don't make good sense. I want you to walk around the city. Well, you know what? That goes against all military stratagem. I want you to walk around that city. Listen, we need to learn how to be obedient. Amen. We need to, you know, we keep trying to rationalize the works of God. But God will give you sometimes irrational instructions. Oh, come on. Yes, he will. I mean, just early on in this same generation, their foreparents, they got to hollering at Moses. They see the army coming up on them. Oh, Lord, we got the Red Sea in front of us. We got mountains on side of us. We can't climb that mountain that fast. Here come Pharaoh's army. Moses, what are we going to do? You brought us out here to kill us. I mean, they're the most complainingest people in the world. Amen. But and Moses, by the grace of God, God said, what's in your hand? Hello, somebody. Look at God. God had already equipped Moses with the answer. He didn't know he had it until he had consulted with God. Same thing here, y'all. We need to do some more consultation with God and just do what the Lord says and know that there are times when God will ask you to do things that are quite irrational. Amen. There's somebody out there right now saying amen. You know you should have been in prison. Hello, but God got you out. Irrational. I don't know how, but the Lord did it. That's how he did it. Some of you are in a supervisory position. No, you didn't bit more know everything that you were supposed to do, but God made a way. And now you are the employee of the month. I mean, God sure knows how to work a thing out, doesn't he? Amen. You're living in places and spaces where you couldn't afford it, but the Lord knew that you needed a roof over your head. Ain't nobody but the Lord. God deals in irrationality. Hello, somebody. Verse number 4 says, and 7 priests shall bear before, watch this, before the ark, 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And on the 7th day, you shall compass, that means go around, the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. Now, the first 6 days, keep your mouth closed. First 6 days, don't say a thing. Now that's hard. I mean, you've got, according to Numbers chapter 26, you got about 601 a thousand Israelite men bearing arms. That's a whole lot of folks. But he says, keep your mouth closed. Just do what I say. March around it. You know that there are times when God just wants you to keep your mouth shut. Hello, somebody, and not say one word, and just let him work his work. Verse number 4, see, 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. Amen. It's y'all think about this now. You got the priest, you got the horns, and on the 7th day, it's the 7th day, you're going to blow that horn. Amen. And the priest shall blow with the trumpets. On the 7th day, you're going to walk around that same city where you had been walking around it one time. On the last day, you're going to walk around it 7 times. Hello, somebody. And the priest shall blow with the trumpets. Guess what? You didn't blow a trumpet until after the battle was over. Amen. Amen. Now, don't you do it when you're charging? They wasn't charging, y'all. Amen. They wasn't charging. The Lord told them to walk around the city 7 times. Back in those days, you blew your trumpet. Amen. You were blowing for the sake of triumph. It symbolizes victory. They were blowing their horns before the walls fell down. In other words, God has already given us the victory. It's kind of like, y'all know what it says. Don't wait till the battle is over. Go on and shout right now. Amen. Because the trumpet is going to sound, and it shall come to pass that when they make a loud blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people will shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend upon every man straight before him. Amen. When the walls come tumbling down, then you advance the city. Amen. In other words, God has moved the barrier out of your way. But the barrier was not moved until after they had been obedient, until after they had followed God's divine instructions. There are people listening to me right now. You've got barriers in front of you. You've got walls that you can't climb, and you're trying to figure out, how do I get past this wall of addiction, this wall of poverty, this wall of adultery, this wall of fornication, this wall of divorce, this wall of unemployment? How do I get past this wall? Well, God says, just be obedient. Just do what I told you to do. And then look, before the wall fall down, go on and shout your shout, because I've already delivered the victory into your hand. Amen. Amen. Verse number 15 and 16. Hallelujah. Verse number 15, 16 says, and it came to pass, and on the 7th day, that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they encompassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time, when the priest blew with the trumpet, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. Amen. You listening to me right now? Go on and shout. Amen. He's already done that thing. Pastor Evans, I need a job. Have you been applying? Yes, sir. Have you gone out every day trying to find one? Yes, sir. Well, go on and shout, because God's going to deliver that thing. Somebody in here, somebody listen to me. Pastor Evans, I'm sick. I'm going through. I understand that. But don't you give up. Don't you give up. Listen to me, mama. Don't you give up. Listen to me, papa. Don't you give up. Don't you give up. God, if God is not ready for you yet, don't you dare give up. Go on and shout now, because you will receive that deliverance that God has in store for you. The city was being conquered not by the power of the people, but the city was being conquered by the power of God. The walls, that issue, that habit, that hang up, that problem that you have is going to be conquered by the power of God, not by your own power, and surely not by your own strength. Amen. Amen. Final verse says, so the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet and the pomp, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they, hallelujah, took the city. In other words, verse 20 says, God kept his promise. Hello, he kept his promise. You were obedient, God kept his promise. Be obedient, God will keep his promise. Do what God tells you to do, he'll keep his promise. Walk like he tells you to walk, act like he tells you to act, live like you're supposed to live. God is faithful. God will keep his promise. Amen. These, my friend, are wise choices. May God bless you. May God keep you. This is our Bible study. Let us pray together. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for being good to us. Thank you for reminding us about the importance of making wise choices. Please don't let us let you down. Be our guard in all things, and Lord God, our guide in everything. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Touch some life, please, even right now. It's in Jesus' name that we pray this prayer together. Amen and amen. God bless you. See you next time.